Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, March 20th. We're back with you. How are you? How is everybody?
I'm good.
You good, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, too. And we have a returning guest, and he's dancing. So we're just...
They're dancing.
Yeah. So we're not going to keep him waiting. He's going to join the show right away. We have Jim Christina. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hello.
Someone's so, in a good mood today.
I am. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, because I got up at 2 o'clock this morning.
You got to bring the microphone.
Wait, you've been up since 2?
Well, yeah.
Why? Like, what have you been doing?
Because he goes to sleep really early, right?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, really?
Night, but I just woke up. My eyes went boing, and I went dunk, and that was it. I was done.
Did you, like, make some tea, read a book?
This morning?
Yeah. Like,
no, I watch. Well, I read because I have a book to catch up on for this
right.
week. And, I'll get on HBO or Netflix. Or
yeah. Oh, yeah? What's your doozy on there? What you watching?
Oh, right now? It's called The Last Post. It's about some British MPs in
That's
Arabia.
That's Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh.
Arabia in 1965. It's actually really good.
You want to watch something really good on there?
What is that?
Black Mirror.
Never heard of it.
I started watching it because Sam told me to start watching it.
Really?
Yeah, he's only seen like one or two episodes though, right?
Right,
What is it about?
It's like, remember how the Twilight Zone was individual episodes?
Yeah, yeah.
This is what this is, but it talks about, I mean, it deals with like today's or like immediate future.
Yeah.
And how technology is affecting us. And so it's like fictional stories, but
they're so trippy,
like,
though.
Like people raid each other on their phones. Like if you just go on the elevator and somebody's there and they look at you the wrong way, you give them 3 stars or something.
A lot of it is like about mind control, too. Like I've noticed. Yeah. So every episode is different and it's not in consecutive order. So I thought they only had 1 season, but they've actually had 4. So it'll be like season four, episode two. But then I'll go back to like season 1 when you're watching it continuously. Yeah. So like some of the episodes I'm like, what did I just watch?
Well, right now, I'm mind controlling you, Danny.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I know.
But you would like it. The
sounded good.
The first season was actually British.
Yeah.
And then they turned it into an American show.
It's still a lot of British people, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
okay,
cool.
Okay, so maybe they mixed it up.
I find it cool that they don't have to finally act in their American accent, because most British actors
and
have to, like...
And they're bad at it, most of them.
And
really?
Many Americans try on British
accents,
accent,
they suck.
You know? Yeah,
I've
yeah.
never... What American has tried to do a British accent?
A lot of
a
them.
Lot of
really?
Them.
Yeah, like... okay, let me think.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of them.
Now she's gonna call us.
Right?
Yeah. I can't think of one either.
Yeah,
do you guys know who Idris Elba is?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think he's fantastic.
Well, I even think he's fantastic.
And I was so excited when they say they were gonna he was gonna be the new Bond.
Nah, he's not.
Yeah, because he's black. Asshole.
Well, no, Daniel Craig is not leaving.
He's horrible. He's like
he's
the worst
the best
double.
Bond
no,
ever.
He's like the worst 007 ever, and he's so unattractive to me. I don't want to watch you.
Well,
for 2 hours.
I'll tell you what. You read a James Bond book from Ian Fleming. He's right. exactly how Ian Fleming wrote James Bond.
Right, right. Who? Daniel
he was
Craig?
Not attractive.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
He was.
Yeah, not. Yeah. But I haven't liked any of his movies.
Me neither.
I liked Brosnan, Pierce Brosnan.
That's too pretty.
Too pretty, but he was a perfect James Bond, though.
Nah.
I mean, he looked the part. And that's, you know, I mean, Sean Connery notwithstanding, you know. I mean,
Sean Connery
he
was
the
best. Bond?
He was the first one.
He was
one.
The first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then Roger Moore, whom at the time I loved to death because he was on TV in the series The Saint.
The Saint, yeah.
And then The Persuaders with Tony Curtis.
Right.
And I loved it.
I haven't seen any of those ones.
Yeah.
No, that's because you're really...
But I see the Pierce
but they're
Brosnan
British,
ones.
Because they're British series. That's
right.
why you probably haven't
right.
seen
right.
them. I was in Israel, so I was privy to them.
But there was a bond in between Sean Connery and...
Yes.
And Roger
Lazenby.
Moore. George Lazenby.
George
Lazenby.
Lazenby.
How many bonds have there been?
He only been...
Oh, 6.
Jeez.
More, no?
Is it always the same story?
No.
No, it's different.
Let me see. Sean Connery, George Lazenby,
Roger Moore. And then you had Timothy Dalton.
and then Pierce Brosnan.
I feel like he was good at it.
And then
Daniel Craig.
I don't like Daniel Craig's looks at all. Like, at all. Yeah. If we were the last two people on an island, I would not let him stick his dick in my vagina.
That's pretty plain, right? That's to the point.
But there could be a backside that maybe he wouldn't want to put.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. Unless he's
a backside,
gay.
No side, no pun intended.
No,
I'm gonna pop my. My candy.
I did like his movie, the girl with the dragon tattoo, though.
And I'm
so upset they're not doing the, because it's a trilogy and they're not doing any more of the movies. I'm like, why would you get us all invested in this trilogy right now and not?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
It's like
seen
a really long movie. I don't know if you could get through it, but it's like I think it's almost 2.5 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, if it's good, I'll get
it's
into it.
It's slow.
Stuff, yeah.
But
then I won't get into it. Not 3 hours of a slow movie.
Yeah, it's kind of slow.
No.
Right.
It's like,
I know,
like
that's
watching
why
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
No, and I figured
really
the
slow
book would probably be the same. That's why I never read the book.
I never
it
read
was
the
very
book.
Popular.
Yeah, I never read the book. But I saw the movie and I was like, that the ending was not what I was expecting. So that was why I was like, ooh, I'm invested.
Huh. Yeah.
And she's actually really beautiful in real life and they made her look like shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She's drop dead gorgeous in real
life.
Who
is she? Who are you talking about?
Ooh, I'll have to Google her name. She's so pretty, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, but they had to make it look ugly because she's pierced and tattooed.
Yeah, she has
stuff,
a huge.
Right?
Well, yeah, she's got the tattoo, like, dragon tattoo on her back. But her hair is like black. She's like messed up. She got the rape scene in that movie is crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's heavy. Mm-hmm. But what can you do? I mean, that's real life sometimes too. You know
what, rape?
Bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, I was just thinking about like how cities like New York and stuff, how it must be so easy for that to happen. Because if you think about it, you leave work at like 5 or 6 during the winter. It's dark out, and you don't want to take a cab because you're only like 4 blocks away, and you're walking home.
Right.
Someone could just like pop up behind you.
They could, you know. So maybe people don't walk alone at night if you're a woman or something.
I'd have gone to New York.
Know. Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't like it?
Yeah.
I hate New York too. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. It's not my thing.
I know. I like it just to visit, but that's it. I
same reason
live
I don't
there.
Go to downtown LA. I do not like a ton of people around me.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Disneyland or Las Vegas.
Oh, you don't like Vegas?
I'm like you as far as not liking a lot of people.
I don't mind a lot of people, but I'd be like observing them.
Right,
like, who's this jabroni behind me?
But I'm telling you,
great
also.
Word. Great word. You know what it means?
But
it's an Italian word. You know what it means?
No, my dad says it all the time.
Dumb shit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
My dad used to call all my boyfriends that. He'd be like, what jabroni are you bringing over tonight?
That's it.
So I've just been saying it ever since.
My uncle and father use that word all the time.
Really?
Really? Oh, because you're Italian, right?
It's Sicilian, yeah.
I always thought I was going to marry an Italian because I feel like Italians really like black women.
You're still young. You could.
But I want to meet mine like in Italy.
Well, actually, most Italian men go for Irish women.
Irish women?
Yeah.
Really? Well,
they like them light. I mean, dark likes light and vice versa.
Really?
My dad married an Italian.
Happens a lot.
And it didn't 61 years it didn't work.
Yeah.
After 61 years they split?
No, he died. That's the only way you could get out of it.
Really?
Oh, my God. That's awful.
But tell me something. I mean, your parents were attracted because they were opposites too, right?
Well, I mean, my mom has always liked black men, and my dad is always like white women. My dad is never even black. It's so weird because he gets mad at me. He's always like, when are you going to bring a Tyrone home?
Really?
And I'm like, I'm never going to bring a Tyrone home. But I'm like, you can't get mad at me, Dad, because you've always dated white women. Like,
right.
You lost your virginity to a white woman, and you've dated white women ever since. He's never even kissed a black woman.
Really?
And I've never even kissed a black guy. So I'm like, you can't get mad at me because I'm going down the same path you went down.
Yeah.
You
know, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Everybody wants to be on the white side. You know, people that are mixed usually they want to be white because that's
no,
the
that's not
no?
true. I'm just I'm physically not attracted to black men.
Right?
Yeah, like I can't like I think some black men are beautiful. Like I'm like, oh wow, he's really good looking.
But you have to ask yourself why though.
I don't know.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Maybe because they look
like
my dad and my brother. I don't know, but that's like very generic.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
People ask me that all the time, and my black friends get so upset with me. I'm like, you can't get upset with me because I have a type of person I like to lay next to at night.
Right.
Like,
but from many of the people I've seen, many people I've seen, if they're mixed, they associate more with the white side. You know, they're attracted more to whites.
Right.
The funny thing is with me, I consider myself white, but I'm really not. I'm Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not white.
And when I thought about it, when I went into, I sent my stuff to 23andMe. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the DNA thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talk about this all the time. I can't believe you just did that anyway.
Right, that's okay. But so what I found out, although my dad is from Greece, my mom's from Iraq, so I have like 73% Middle Eastern in me, obviously from my mom's side. And I thought I'd have a lot more influence from my dad's side, but the rest is European, mainly Italian. What would you think
about
that?
Well,
where
do you think the Greeks came from?
Well, the thing is, you got to remember something. My dad's from Greece, right?
Right.
But he's not considered a Greek. He was a Jew that was actually descended from the Jews in Spain. Because there were all the Jews were expelled in 1492 from Spain, and they just went all over Europe. Some ended up in Italy, some in Greece, some in you know, whatever, Bulgaria, and whoops, all these other countries there. So people migrated. I'm sure they screwed each other and everything. A lot of cross screwing there.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably a lot of brother sister sex too.
That's so disgusting.
I mean, those ancients were like strange people.
They really were,
like,
right?
If you ever watch like Spartacus or something, I'm like, what kind of shit is going on in this?
Well, Spartacus and my sister got it. I never got into it.
Really? Oh my god, it was so good. It was such a good
show. If you want to know what a nasty movie was in the 70s, Caligula.
79.
You know, and the funny thing is, I never even saw it because I was too young. In 79, wait, I was 19. Why didn't I see it?
Yeah, I mean, that's not too young to watch a nasty movie.
Because it was considered like a half porn movie,
well,
right?
Well, it was a full on porn movie.
Full on
porn. Why was it like man sex, woman sex?
Everything.
It's like in Rome. Yeah, in Roman times. So they did do everything.
Yeah, that was pretty much wild.
Yeah, right? Mm. I'll have to see it. I want to catch up.
I don't think I'd be into a movie that was made in 1979.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah.
You have Star Wars.
I don't watch Star Wars.
No?
I've never watched a single one.
What about Grease?
Have you seen
the movie Grease?
Yeah, with John Travolta?
Right.
That was made in the 70s?
Yeah.
It was right after Saturday Night Fever.
Actually, I think it was 70. It was right after Saturday Night Live or
Saturday Night Fever. That's what I just said.
That's a classic, though.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
So it's like a classic musical. But
Saturday Night Fever was pretty big too.
That was 77,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you like Grease 1 or Grease 2 better?
No, the second one I never saw.
What?
No. It wasn't with the original ones, right?
No, it was a completely different cast, but it was like the same type of musical bullshit.
Go for the original, always. Always go for the
original. I actually do like both of them.
Yeah.
But so in the first one, the girl is the loser. Who like changes her whole persona in the second one? The guy's the loser.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. And then in Michelle Pfeiffer's in the second one. She's the main chick that he's in love with, and he's like, I gotta be a bad boy for her.
You've seen a lot of 70s movies. I can't tell you how many you've seen. You don't even realize.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what? Though?
There were so many hits. There were so many big, big movies.
Like Parent
Jaws.
Trap.
What about Jaws?
I have seen Jaws.
The Exorcist.
I've never seen that, but you know why? My dad said he went to the movies one time in the theaters and he saw The Exorcist, the original one in the 70s, and he said that he's like never been the same after that. So I've just never seen the original because I think it's going to be petrifying.
You know what's funny?
It's strange. It's strange.
My first wife was traumatized by that too. They took her when she was too young.
Yeah.
And
she had nightmares for like a month.
She still
right?
thinks about it. The funny thing is when this was when I was, let's see, about 13, 14, like 73, 74, somewhere around there.
Wow.
It had to have happened, The Exorcist.
Right.
So I went first before the movie arrived. Mm-hmm. I was really into American culture already. So I bought the book. It was translated into Hebrew, but The Exorcist, the book. Imagine reading it at 13.
Yeah,
right?
How do you read a book like that?
I don't know. It never disturbed me the way it has some people. But a movie is different
and
from a book.
A pretty good book.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, how do they describe like her head turning in like 10 circles?
And a book would be easier even than a movie. Yeah.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
I've never seen it, but it's, you know what? It's on demand and I always scroll past it. I'm like, should I watch this?
Well, there's Exorcist 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, this
five.
Is the original. Like, it says 1970, whatever.
75, I think, is the original.
Yeah.
But then they have, it's like, you know, the Fast and Furious 163.
Right.
And Diesel can't even get into a car anymore.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I can't believe Paul Walker died. I was in love with him.
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, he got. cremated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
But, you know, the thing is with the movies, there are just so many that have been made back then that it's
and
not
now
even
everyone's
funny.
Remaking
just like music.
Them.
Yeah.
Everybody's
yeah.
remaking
just like
movies.
Music,
unfortunately.
You know? Mm-hmm. There's so much great music in the 70s. That's why I feel so fortunate to have grown up. That was like my teen years.
I hate
the
70s music.
Yeah?
Why?
I don't know. I just don't
so
like it.
So you don't like Led Zeppelin?
No. I mean, no.
No?
No.
Okay. Pink Floyd?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like any of that type of music.
But that's the, let's say, the hard rock. What about Eric Clapton? Well, you can't connect to that
His
music,
His story is
right?
so tragic.
Heart.
Heart, the Doobie Brothers, Chicago,
Doobies, yeah,
America.
Chicago, America.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
never heard of any of
wow.
them.
Wow.
Well, the Eagles, you've heard of the Eagles.
No, I've heard of the Beatles.
Yeah, well, that's the 60s.
They were before the Eagles.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the Eagles. The
is Linda anyone Ronstadt? Still alive from the Beatles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Paul McCartney was actually, I when I was filming my first reality show in Vegas, they got us a table at this nightclub, and he was at the table across from us, and one of the girls had, like, this wicked short dress on and got on the table and was, like, twerking in front of everyone, and her, like, vagina was out, and he actually complained, and we got kicked out.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, well, all right.
You know, he's Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He's a knight of the realm.
Yeah, you got to respect the band.
Yeah.
Wow. Come a long way since a basement band in Munich.
Yeah.
I feel like that life must be, like, difficult.
Yeah.
That's why so many people get into drugs. Like, have you seen the movie Almost Famous?
Yes.
No.
But that was a long time ago.
That's based on a true
that's
story,
pretty good.
Right?
I don't know.
It's about the 70s. You should
I think it's based
it
on an actual real band. I forget the name of the band. But I think it's based on a true story. But I'm like, yo, everyone in that band was up.
Yeah,
like messed up, like tormented.
Right.
They and almost died in a plane crash. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, you know, look how many of these famous people have acted out, or mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and
Britney Spears shaved her head.
Right. You know, I mean, she did so many things that are unbelievable. And Lindsay
I still
Lohan
don't think she's
too.
Normal, and Lindsay Lohan is still not normal.
Right. No. You know, and look how many of them, the ones that committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
Robin Williams.
Yeah, and Heath Ledger, right?
No, he had a drug overdose.
Well, same thing.
River Phoenix.
It really is
also.
Something.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're
going to
take that
like,
many drugs, you want to die.
That's true. He was so beautiful. What a waste of life
Who?
And talent. Heath,
Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah.
He was something spectacular. But well, everyone's saying that
beautiful.
His role is so beautiful.
Jim, come on. Look at it from a woman's perspective.
Yeah, see, I feel so like
you're a writer. You should be able to see it from
I can see it. I can see it. I just never thought he was beautiful.
Oh, really? You don't think he's good looking?
Oh, yeah. Good looking is one thing. Beautiful is
Well, that's a term that comes from a
woman
to a man.
Yeah.
You're not going to say about a man he's
exactly.
beautiful.
But they're saying that his role in The Dark Knight, because he would lock himself in the room and prepare to be like the Joker, it like really put him over the edge of his depression.
Right.
But he like nailed that role, and he never even got to like watch it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Well,
but
he never finished it. Either.
No, they had wasn't
they had
it Johnny Depp?
The stunt double did the rest of the stuff that they hadn't filmed yet.
I think it was Johnny Depp.
I don't know if it was Johnny Depp or not, but I know
that's so crazy.
What movie is that in?
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Batman.
That's right.
He played the Joker.
Yeah. I saw that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Christian Bale is like the definitive Batman.
Yeah, he was like the best Batman on the
absolutely.
Planet. Like, I don't think there's anything better than that trilogy.
Absolutely.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I saw every single movie at midnight in the theater, and the last one, everyone was crying, and everybody got up and clapped.
Really?
It was so good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the latest ones,
mm-mm.
but you're saying if Heath Ledger was in The Dark Knight, the first Dark Knight,
right?
Then I saw that one. But the thing is, I kind of lost interest with them changing the Batman all the time. And then Ben Affleck and
Ben
all
Affleck
that
did
stuff,
a
you
horrible
know?
Job
well, Ben
as
Affleck's
Batman.
Batman now.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right.
And George he's horrible.
Clooney was Batman. For
well,
Christ
but that's
oh,
I was
yeah.
just going to bring it up. Hold on. George Clooney had the look and he had the voice for Batman, I thought. You know, I don't know. I felt that, but
his voice is like something like I feel like he's got more of like a narrating voice,
but he's got a deep, manly voice.
No.
You know, mm-hmm. no, George Clooney.
No one did it better than Christian Bale.
No.
OK, well, I have to accept that because I only saw one.
But I have to tell you, Michael Keaton was pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
The
he killed
runs.
And he surprised everybody.
He's just
everybody.
A great actor in general.
Oh, I love
him. I love him.
But he surprised everybody because he had done comedies mostly right. before yeah. that.
But then know? He just got a, didn't he just get an Oscar like a couple years ago for
Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Neither have I.
But that girl,
it's kind of weird. But
that girl, what's her name? Emma Stone? Yeah, she kind of changed her career around, right?
Yeah.
I like Emma Stone. She's amazing. She's mm-hmm. been in some great movies. Have you seen the one where they were in L.A. with the
La
gangs?
La La Land?
No. But I can't remember the one.
Gangsters?
Like, Gangsters.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can't Gangsters. Remember the name, though. It was called...
Right. It was with, what's his name?
Ryan Gosling. They've done like
seven
movies.
You haven't seen that
today.
One?
So
you
good.
Gotta catch it. It's L.A. in what, the 50s or something.
Yeah, it was like during the mob scene.
Right,
I'm
and
so
you see
shocked
the gangsters in L.A. They like take a warehouse here in Van Nuys. You know, yeah. It's really cool to see.
Huh.
Yeah,
that movie was badass. I'm actually really impressed that you saw that.
Why?
Because I don't know. I don't feel like that would have been like your choice.
No, definitely. I fell in love with her in that movie, though.
Yeah,
she was so seductive in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing.
That was a good one. That's a good flick.
Yeah. Now, another female actress, a good one is, female actor or actress, not a female actress.
No, actress.
Right.
Yeah.
So, another actress I really have the hots for is Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
she's amazing, right?
Everybody has yeah. a hot for Jennifer.
Yeah. Really?
And she just got like a chill
personality. She seems like the girl next door, you know?
Yeah.
She seems like gettable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she sees.
We'll wait.
Let me live in my fantasy world.
Yeah.
For even a few minutes.
I mean, I think she does like older men. I think her last boyfriend was older.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was sending him naked pictures and they got busted. So.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. I mean, she doesn't care. She's like so laid back when she does interviews. She's like, yeah, I haven't had sex in a long time. She just had an interview and said that she hasn't had sex in
really?
A long time.
Yeah.
yeah. So I'm like, that's why you broke up with your boyfriend, obviously.
Yeah. Who was she with?
Mm. I don't know.
The producer of Mother. He's like older.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That movie was awful.
Yeah?
Awful.
Yeah, Mother? Oh, it was terrible.
Okay, so let me.
I turned it off. I couldn't.
Oh, so you never saw the ending?
I never saw the ending.
Okay, so we can't discuss like what you.
Oh, you can't because I'm never going to go back to it.
Okay, but I wanted to see what you thought the ending meant.
I don't know, but I know there was such a mismatch between her and Javier Bardem.
Yeah, there was no chemistry.
Absolutely no chemistry between.
And I don't
them.
Know who did the casting for that.
I don't either.
Even when they kissed or like had a sex scene or anything, I'm like, there's absolutely no
it's
chemistry.
Like she went through the motions. He went through the motions. And then it sounds like the directors are going, okay, screw her, done, move on.
Yeah, and it was really bad.
It was
really
a terrible movie.
Like, yeah. I actually thought I was almost dumber after watching it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I just wasted 2 hours of my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Dumbing Down of Danny. What a great title for a book.
Right. So much to put in there. My everyday occurrences.
Mr. Author over here. But
wait, so you've written a book?
Several.
14 of them.
14.
Okay, so I just finished writing a book several months ago, mm-hmm. and it's just like sitting on my laptop. How do I go about
That's
publishing?
What everybody does.
Yeah. Right. So how do I go about like actually publishing it?
Get a publisher.
And what
but
about
where?
Self-publishing?
You can indie publish it if you want.
I don't
want
to self-publish.
No, you know what that means, though. You just use a website. They do it all for you.
Yeah,
well, you just upload your book.
It's the self-promotion that most people get afraid of.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's in every business. Remember, if you can't promote, if you can't get people to buy, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
And you're not going
to I want my book to be in Barnes & Noble. Like, I actually feel like it can make the New York bestsellers list.
Then send the manuscript to agents, right?
Can I really? It's not that long. It's like a short self-help dating book.
We have a publishing company.
Yeah.
It's called
That's right.
Black Dog Publishing.
That's
and
right.
And the books are Tuscany Bay Books.
Okay, cool. I'm going to actually do that. I'll get your information after the show. Because I literally
didn't
read
I give
it.
You a name? Didn't I give you a card?
No. Oh. No.
Well, later.
Yeah.
You're getting comfortable back there, but I can't hear you on the mic. I'm trying to
Actually,
turn it
I'm
as
leaning
much
back.
As possible.
Yeah.
No. Look, pull it towards you a little more, and then you can lean back. And I'm just bringing up your mic a little bit, so then you don't have to really.
Well,
I want you.
You
to
don't know what to do. You now.
What that is.
I laugh at you.
Yeah. For everybody just joining us, thank you for joining us. We have Jim Christina in the studio, and he's always, as you can hear, a lot of fun, a lot of a wealth of information, you know?
Yeah.
And since we're talking about movies, I was watching The Illusionist last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, that's Edward Norton.
Right.
And Jessica Biel.
Right.
And what's the
Paul Giamatti.
Name? Yes, Paul Giamatti. Thank you.
Have you actually seen it?
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
I haven't seen it
really
yet.
So don't tell me the ending because I didn't finish it.
There is no ending.
No ending?
No, there's no ending.
Oh, wow.
It just keeps going.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, no. My God, no.
Why am I
No, there is an ending,
bullshit.
But there's not an ending. So that's the surprise to that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I think that would frustrate me.
No, because there's a conclusion.
Yeah.
But there's no ending.
Like that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Which one?
The one where it's like I literally have seen it two Revenant? Times and I still
Revenant or something.
No.
Is that the one where the buildings keep moving?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can't figure that movie out.
You can't. No. Okay, so
Inception.
Yes.
Yes.
Did he wake up? Was he awake at the end, or was he still sleeping?
I don't remember the movie that much, so I can't tell.
All I know is this: he kept flashing into scenes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Things kept changing in front of him.
Yeah.
But going sideways.
Like, wasn't it like dreams inside dreams?
Yeah,
yeah, I think so. I don't know.
And then they try to explain that.
I have to watch it again.
Me too. I think I need to watch it again. We should both watch it.
That's a movie to watch twice, you know, so you can go back and see, oh, I missed this, I missed this.
I just want to know if he woke up or not at the end.
Oh, like, I don't know. I think that's probably a movie you have to watch with half a bottle of scotch or something.
Right. Or maybe like a blunt. Like
well, possibly.
Everybody had their own poison, you know.
Of course.
Who cares?
I don't drink scotch. So.
I don't drink scotch either.
I do. I drink whiskey, actually.
Oh, I love Crown Royal, but then that's bourbon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like anything dark. Blech.
Oh, well, I also drink gin, so, you know.
Yeah, my dad loves gin. Gin
martinis.
And tonic. Martinis made with gin?
Yeah. That's the original martini was made with gin.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I did.
There you go. No, you did too.
My father.
I thought it was vodka for some reason.
My father used to. He and his cronies used to drink martinis all the time, and their deal was they would drink a martini, and then drink a big glass of water, then drink another martini, and they could go all night that way.
Oh my God, I couldn't.
I drink
water and no water.
Jerry will attest to this, and if you're listening, call. Nobody will call me a liar on this one. I get two martinis in me. I'm about ready to go to sleep. I sit down to watch a movie on Saturday. That's it.
That's it.
I'm out.
5 minutes?
She wakes me up at like 7:50. Says, why don't you go to bed? No, it's too early. So then I kind of wake myself up and watch another 15 minutes and then doze off again.
That's
how my life is on Saturday nights.
Oh, my God. Turn up.
I'm telling you, it's terrible.
Well, depends. It's all relative.
I think that has to do with age, not the martini.
No, the martini is just pure alcohol. It's just, there's nothing in it.
Right, yeah, and alcohol does make me tired. Like, I had a little bit to drink before I went to the Clippers game, and when I was at the Clippers game, I'm like, I'm mad tired. But I think it was because of the liquor, not because I was actually tired. I think it was because I was drinking and not continuously.
Yeah, liquor will do that to you. It makes you tired, you know? Some people use it to go to sleep.
Why?
Yeah, that's true. They do.
You know?
Have a hot toddy before you go to bed?
Yeah, or whiskey, a shot of whiskey or something. You know, people
and a glass of milk?
Yeah.
People drink scotch and milk. How do they do that? I don't know.
It's disgusting.
It is.
A lot of things people eat.
Who even buys milk anymore?
Oh, I do. I drink a lot of milk.
Really? Yeah. Like you actually drink it like by itself?
I eat cereal and then
That's different.
No, I like milk. I just I realize I only really use it for my coffee, so that's not really, you know, I mean, it's like sipping a couple of you know, how much milk do I really put in the coffee?
Right.
I don't know. I foam it. You
not
know,
enough.
So. Well, I put foam
on
there.
But skim milk, though.
No.
If you foam it.
No, not at all.
Doesn't that make the best foam?
No. Actually, the regular milk, what's it called? Like
whole milk? 1%?
Yeah, like 2%? Whole milk.
Like
whole milk?
Vitamin D milk.
The less fat you have in there, the less foam you're going to get. It's harder for it to foam unless you have the fat.
Well, see, now I always heard even the people at Starbucks told me now we use skim milk because it foams the best.
Really? Well, you see, I have an espresso machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there's a separate thing just for the foam.
Right.
You just put the milk in there, it rotates, bam, you get foam, right?
I think it probably you can foam with any
milk. I'm telling you. I tried it. I'm telling you. I'm not big on espresso.
So
I like whole milk. It's the only milk I'll actually like drink, and it's like the worst for you, too.
But look, espresso is just the coffee. Cappuccino is the one with the foam.
Right.
You don't like that much?
I'm not big on...
Like European type coffee.
Well, my grandma used to make the demi-tasse cups, you know, with the real strong.
Right.
Yeah, and it was okay. Yeah. It wakes you up.
Yeah, right.
And keeps you up for a while.
But no, with the foam, it's a totally different experience. And that's the only way I drink my coffee now, you know?
So I used to drink cream and sugar in my coffee, and I don't anymore. It's just black.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's hard to drink.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
When you're in the military and you don't have access to cream and sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
You learn how to
drink black coffee.
Wow.
Why can't they give you guys cream and sugar?
That's and that's bullshit. What they say. That's what they say. And, you know, go black, you never go back.
in different terminology.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah. But you have to understand, you know, like, you don't mind a lot of people because at your age, it's still the age of, like, socializing a lot, mm-hmm. being around people, you
right.
know? I mean, how do you explain that? Like during Black Friday, for example, people will camp out around the corner and because they just love... I would never wait in line to get into a store. And these people place themselves there.
They camp
two,
there.
3 days in advance.
I know.
And it's like for like 10% off. I'm like, it's not that deep.
You know what I do on Black Friday? Amazon.com.
Yeah. No, you have to wait for Cyber Monday, which is 2 days after.
And it's like I firmly believe in the website is www.lazyhusbands.com.
Black Friday, I did Black Friday once when I was like 18 and I just never did it again. It was completely unenjoyable.
I could never see the reason for it.
No.
Well, let me tell you this. I usually never go, but this year on that Thursday night, I thought, it's 10 o'clock, Best Buy is opening now, and let me go check it out, right? So I went there, found a TV, the one that's hanging in the front here, a 4K TV.
Yeah, how big is that?
$390 it was.
How many inches is that?
55
it's about
inch,
50, right? 50
that's
inches.
Pretty good.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. But you know what? Now they still have the same one for like 400 and something.
So it wasn't really that much off then.
No, it was $150, $200 off.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's still cheap. But I got to tell you something. Just because it's 4K doesn't mean it's going to be very good or better than what you have now.
What does 4K even mean?
It means that you have four times the resolution.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really nice and sharp. If you go into the store and you watch these TVs, you won't believe how sharp they are.
Right.
But now, not all the 4K. This one, obviously, for $397, it's a basic TV.
Right.
It's 4K, which means it's more than high definition mm-hmm. HD. Mm-hmm. But I realized on this TV, mine is actually better, the one I have at home now.
Right.
And I have a Samsung too. So I went to the store the other day. And I said, well, how come I'm not getting that sharp picture? And he says, well, you know, there's a lot better TVs. So if you get like a QLED, okay, that's what they call it.
LED now, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. LED, but QLED, those start at about $800,
$900. No
man, case. But no, but I mean, the picture there is unfriggin' believable.
Mm.
So at that point, you go, you know what, either spend the $800 or don't spend anything at all if you have a good TV now. Don't go for the entry level ones. It's just a waste of money.
Yeah.
It really is.
A friend of mine bought one of those.
Unless you have a shitty TV now. I just mean I have a pretty good TV already.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
He bought one of those curved screen
TVs. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Those
I've
are
seen
super
that.
Expensive.
He loves it.
Yeah.
It's
he loves
not
it.
Necessarily
it's like
$1,200 super expensive. Yeah. There's some that are less than that. The smaller ones that I just
well,
saw.
You know, the,
but it's not easy to watch it.
But no.
It's
and
like
it's curved. And it's almost like it's you're watching 3D, and 3D makes me sick.
But it's not 3D. It's just kind of like, I think it's just a gimmick.
You can
it
like,
doesn't make
you can like literally see
better.
People's pimples in HD. I'm like, whoa. You can like literally see where the
and
makeup.
And their pores.
Yeah. Like you can see where they put on makeup.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really like that. Like, I'm cool with just like the normal basic. Just show me what I need to see. I don't need to see this person's blackheads. Like, I really don't need to be seeing that.
Right.
I like to see the blood and the skin peeling off in a football game.
In a football game, yeah.
Can you imagine a horror film?
Yeah. I have seen horror films on my TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, never. Oh, God, when I was like 12.
The new one with Jessica Biel?
That's a 70s movie.
No. I'm talking about the one with Jessica Biel. It was definitely not 70s.
No.
They just made a remake called... it'll come back to me.
They call it Fuck? Really? Have you heard of that movie?
Somebody should make it.
Leatherface. Yeah, it just was in theaters, but I don't think it did good. Because it's already out.
Well, it's like how many Friday the 13th movies can they make?
A million, and people still go to see it.
And they still went to see them.
Yeah, 110%. Yeah.
But they don't do well. I mean,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
The first one does well because it's got the surprise.
Right.
The second one, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but they've done like 30, I think, right? Like 30
know.
Or 40?
I don't know. You know, it's like, okay, so once again, we go back to Fast and Furious 642.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not even a good comparison because every Fast and Furious makes like over $500 million at the box office.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, eventually these guys going to get too old.
But the quality the quality of the movies declined, though, you know, because
I just saw the new one. It was just as entertaining as the first one I ever saw. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that doesn't mean that the quality is there. It means because it's entertaining more, is
yeah,
for
but
you.
That's
it's
what you go for
because you like the franchise.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. I think you have to be a fan.
Yeah, and you go probably more for the action than the story, you know, because that's what the action is the main star of the movie, you know, the cars.
It just the only thing about the newer movies is that the action scenes are a little non-believable. Like, there was one scene where Jason Statham and Vin Diesel were both in cars and they went at each other at 100 miles per hour and crashed head-on. Both of you would be dead, but they got out and then started fighting. Right. I'm like, you guys would be dead.
Well, a lot of this is bullshit, obviously. I mean, cars don't do shit.
And it's
like
Jason Statham who says in his contract, I will not die in my movie.
Right. Yeah. I'm literally obsessed with him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a very manly kind of guy.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know what it is about him, but I think he's just so badass.
He's a manly man that does manly things in a manly sort of way.
And he can pull off a bald head.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Not
everybody is he, like, married?
Can. I don't think he is.
No?
Yeah,
no.
I don't even think I've ever heard of him being with a woman. Like, he's never in the tabloids. He's never in the news.
He's too busy beating the shit out of people. Why would he want to get married?
Yeah.
Maybe he's gay.
That's true. But because I think that's why he's not as famous as he could be if he was in the news. Because he's not in the news.
No, I think it's smart not to be in the news. He probably has all his money and he's chilling. Like, he's like not bothered.
Yeah. I mean, all the movies he's made, he should be bigger than he is, I think. I'll bet you there's a lot of people that don't know him by name.
No, everyone knows his name.
Well, you know, the truth is that Mickey Rooney was bigger than Jason Statham. He's dead. I think Jason Statham is like a little short guy. He's not very big.
Who?
Jason Statham. He's not tall.
Oh, I mean, who cares, though?
I don't.
Yeah. Who cares?
Then why did you bring it up?
He's just a little guy. He's like Sylvester Stallone.
Mark Wahlberg is little,
mm-hmm. So is his brother.
Donnie.
Well,
I mean, I would be so envious if I was Donnie, because Mark just, like, figured it out. Donnie is just like, you're doing some bootleg ass identity TV, whatever it is, icon TV, cop show, and it's trash.
Wow.
Trash. Mark Wahlberg, however, could literally just be, like, in any movie, and he can do whatever he
Except
wants.
Except he can't buy a gun.
Why?
Because he got felony conviction for damn near killing a guy in Boston. And
oh, yeah. He threw a rock, right?
I don't know. They beat the shit out of the guy. He almost died.
They, like, jumped him, right?
Yeah.
He was Asian or something?
Yeah.
And people tried to say
black
he was...
guy, I think. Older,
no, I think he was Asian.
Maybe an Asian guy, but I know it was a long time ago, probably in the 80s, early 80s.
Yeah, I think I remember that, but it just came out, it just surfaced, like, a little while ago.
Well, two, three years ago.
Yeah, and people were like, you're a racist! You're a racist!
People always call everybody racist. I don't know what's going on.
I think he was Asian. I think I remember that story, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, so...
I had an Asian Uber driver last night. Oh, by the way, I went to Laugh Factory for Monday Night Comedy, and it was a Middle Eastern all Middle Eastern comedians. It was the worst show I've ever been. I didn't laugh. Like,
was it in English, though?
It was in English.
Right.
And I went with my Persian roommate, and she didn't even laugh.
Terrible.
It was just like, how do you have a whole lineup of non-funny comedians?
Wow.
Like, it's it was almost cringeworthy. Like, yeah, I was exactly, like, yo, how right? do you guys get up here and do this?
And
small print at the bottom of the bill of fare. You know, all Mid-Eastern comedians tonight, not funny.
Well, if I knew it was all going to be Middle Eastern comedians, I probably wouldn't have gone, no.
But tell me something, by Middle Eastern, do you mean all Persian?
They were all Persian.
Okay, so.
Every single one of them.
All right, mm-hmm. Persian. Wow. So it was a Persian thing.
Yeah, well, it was before Persian New Year today.
Mm.
Yeah.
Today's Persian New Year?
Yeah.
And why do we care? Because your roommates.
I mean, wait, I don't really care.
Do they drink in Persian New Year?
I have no idea.
Probably not, because they're Muslims.
I have no idea. I have no clue.
But they do smoke hash.
What's a...
Hashish?
Ooh. Oh, like Ooh. Like a hookah?
That's like a really good blunt.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Hashish is made from marijuana.
So it's not like a hookah?
No.
No, not it's at
a,
all.
They used to buy it in like bricks.
Right, right.
Jeez.
And it's like you slice off
what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how do you smoke it?
I shove it in a pipe.
Yeah. And it smells nice. I like it better than the way pot smells.
See, I hate Persian food and I love Lebanese food.
Yeah.
I hate Persian food.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? They're just right next door to each other.
Yeah, I know, but it tastes different.
Hmm. Well, it does. I mean,
it does. It's different.
I want to send you to an Israeli restaurant, and you'll see how great that is.
Yeah, I've never eaten Israeli
food. The same
food.
Names of food, but it's so different. Yeah. You know?
So you have to try One Sesame if you're ever in West Hollywood.
I've been to Lebanese restaurants. There's so one good. Right here.
Oh. Open Sesame.
Yeah, it's so good.
I don't know, but.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's where she went with that guy.
Yeah.
Is Alibaba there?
Who?
Alibaba.
I don't know.
That's what he used to say to open the cave, open sesame.
Oh, in Aladdin?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? The word abracadabra, somebody brought it up to me the other day. Do you know that that's actually from Aramaic?
Yes.
And you know what it means?
No, I do not.
Okay. Because... It's actually two words, and it says, let me see how I would put it in English, okay? But actually, Aramaic is like an ancient Hebrew. I know modern Hebrew, but some, like, prayers and stuff, or when you read about, like, the past, they're like in Aramaic.
Right.
Right? So you don't really understand the language, but many words sound like Hebrew. So you can kind of infer what it says. But in any way, it says, let their, whatever said, let it happen that way. Okay, in other words, I said this. Let it be this. That's what it says. So, and that's what abracadabra is. It's like magic, right?
Right.
So I think, I mean, literally it doesn't translate very well. But what I'm saying is that it comes from a very ancient language, and I never even realized to break it up into those two words.
See, I always thought it just meant poof, you're a frog.
Maybe. Maybe in another language.
Something like crazy is about to happen.
Poopy frog. Mm-hmm. Anyway, some stories don't go anywhere.
Can you feel your Live ratings radio, going up?
Yeah, right.
Live radio. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes it happens to me when my edible starts hitting in the middle of the show.
And you just, like, kind of talk in a circle.
Yeah, I like
and
I forget
And it seems like
things.
It's making sense, but it's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Or like, yeah, or I forget what we talked about a moment ago. But
I do that every
it's
Thursday.
It's really cool to do my show when I'm high, you know?
I don't think I could get through this show high.
No. Oh, I don't ever do my show high. Yeah. I have to drive too far.
Well, it's because I'm high all
me
the
too.
Time. What
me too.
But I'm high all the time. What difference does it make?
High on life.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Ditto. Yeah. Hashtag ditto.
Hashtag ditto. I still don't get that.
Yeah.
Hashtag is just like so you can connect with other people that are using that same hashtag.
Yeah. If that's if you tweet. I don't tweet.
Listen,
no, or
I,
post. Any I'm, post.
I'm so like happy and lucky to be alive, you know? But I'm saying, but for me, I need a little extra help from cannabis, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of rounds off the edges for me, you know?
Besides that, it's legal. Go smoke yeah. all you want. Who
cares? I do. I've been smoking since I was 18. What, I'm going to stop now?
Right.
You know, for how many years I used to feel guilty about smoking it? I felt like a really heavy addict and stuff. Well, since then, for many years, until finally it started coming out in the open, becoming more mainstream.
What? Weed.
Well,
yeah, weed. I feel like weed has always been like popping. It's just like no one was really talking about
it. Exactly, because it was illegal.
Yeah.
I was afraid to
now it's just like weed
come
is
out
just
of
like,
the closet oh. about it. For many years, mm-hmm. you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Come out of the closet with weed?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never smoked it, so.
Yeah. You never smoked weed
never
ever?
Never smoked
no.
weed.
No, and I wow. didn't inhale either.
And what about edibles? You wouldn't try an edible?
Haven't done it. I never got into drugs at all.
No, yeah, wow. don't. If you ever try, don't do an edible. You'll
I
have
don't,
a heart attack.
For some reason, I just, it never interested me.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried cocaine once. I tried Molly once.
Yeah.
Both of them. Molly was like one of the worst experiences I think I've ever had in my entire life. Like even thinking about it gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
And it was by accident. My ex-boyfriend was a piece of shit. And he dropped it in my champagne at the club. And I went to the bathroom and I came out and I was like, some shit is going down.
Wow.
And I was like, it was like the worst. The yeah. worst. Yeah. You feel like you're outside of your body watching yourself. And the only way to like feel okay is if you're moving. That's why so many people dance when they're on Molly, because it's like the only way you feel okay is if you keep moving. And you're completely thirsty, but your like mouth is swollen, so it's like hard to swallow. Oh,
no! What is the fun in that?
No, there's no fun.
No fun. No fun.
And then cocaine just made me so mad. I was like, who's down to fight? You?
Right.
Are you ready?
Really?
Bitch, I'll fuck you up. Yeah.
Cocaine makes you like really up, you know? And if they mix it with speed, shit, you know, you're up all night for days.
I didn't sleep for 2 days.
But a lot of people do meth. Which is terrible. You see, I have no interest in that whatsoever.
No.
To try it or anything.
Mm-mm.
But all I can tell you is weed, for me, people have made me realize is medicine. When they've seen me without, and because I've been on medication for many years,
mm-hmm.
which has made me a very happy person.
Right.
Helped me be a very happy person. But that's because
you come out
I
of the closet with weed, though.
No. But that's what I'm saying. I've come out with both. People on my show know that, you know, I mean, I have bipolar disorder. I take medication, which has proven to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very productive and everything, destroying less of what I've built. And like I said, and when I went back on the marijuana, everything started being a little more tolerable.
Right.
And today I love life. I feel, look, in my 30s, I could have had my most opportunities to have fun, right?
Right.
And I didn't, because it was like, that's when this hit me, and I was just a miserable person for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here I had kids that were just born. I had gotten married, all that stuff, built businesses, but nothing was making me happy.
Right.
And I was just miserable. So, and what I'm saying is, so this proves to work. It does work, you know, and we have it in the family. And so
well,
we're closing the circle from the beginning of the show now.
Yeah, weed is supposed to, like, help you with, like, stuff like cancer and stuff, too. Like, if you smoke it on a regular basis, it's supposed to kill off, like, cancer
cells.
Well,
supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does. All I can tell you this. Psychologically, if you get, like, mood issues or you're not happy, you know, give it a try and see. I'm not saying to get on it like all the time, but if you're a person that already drinks or something, then you know that you have a certain, you can feel differently with whatever you consume, you know?
Right.
Some people like alcohol. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer weed, so there we go.
Right.
Jim, tell people where they can find you.
They can't.
They can't find you.
They can't find me.
Okay. You know, it's just like, you know, in Google, did you ever type?
I Google myself.
No.
Okay.
Okay, but no, what I mean is we have to.
I've been Googled.
We have to wrap up.
People Google me
but
too.
No, but if you Google, where's Chuck Norris? Do you know that one?
Chuck
no.
Norris is that guy with the white hair, right?
He was a
karate dude.
Yeah, and he did a lot
he's
of action
white, right?
movies. Yeah,
yeah, he's
yeah.
White.
I know who Chuck Norris is.
A lot of action there's, movies like Rambo. Kind
yeah,
of
there's
stuff.
Like a lot of memes with him.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's considered like a really tough guy, right? So what?
And
Google
he looks like such a pansy, which is
so
the
what,
funny thing to me.
Yeah.
Like if I ever saw him on the street, I'd be like, "No, you're not saving the day."
Right.
Well, okay, but can I finish this?
Of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. When you put it to Google, where's Chuck Norris, it gives you an answer back, and it says, you can't find Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris will find you.
Yeah, yeah. Did but, like, what that? Made you Google that?
Because somebody told me.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, what made you Google that?
Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, they can find me at here.
Yes.
On Thursday nights.
Exactly. LA Talk Radio.
LA Dog Writers Talk Block. Radio. Writer's Block. They can find me at blackdogpublishing.co. They can find me at Tuscany Bay Books. Email there is jchristina at Tuscany Bay Books.
Tell me something. Are you going to be at the Festival of Books next month?
No.
In LA?
No.
Why?
Because we didn't apply for it. We're setting up and getting ready for the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival.
Oh, nice.
That's so the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival.
Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival.
Like people are like dressed like cowboys?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
We sell books.
All right.
We run the Buckaroo Bookshop.
Oh.
We have like really very famous authors in there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we're totally out of time, folks. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, he's going to be here next Tuesday with his co-host.
Yes.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
We'll have Full House, which is always cool. Danny, thank you as always.
Yep.
Go get a nap. You seem like you're stretching. Are you tired or?
No.
No, just stretching.
No.
Okay, you're in awesome mood
today.
Why do
I look
like
I'm tired?
Thank you. Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.